are the care compass, pointing hearts back home, turning quiet lonely rooms into places they belong. To the elderly, the wise, you give your steady light, careful care, caring compassion in the soft hours of the night.
Hi, it's Nicole Brandon, and welcome back to the Care Compass. This is such a beautiful journey to be sharing with you. Every day I feel like there's something new that's unfolding and something new that I want to share. And I'm constantly meeting people that I now would love to bring on to the show, just as there are so many different aspects of watching our parents age and all of the resources that we might need and the emotions that we're going through. I am working with a colleague on a project, and he was supposed to call me back 5 weeks ago. And when he finally did call me back, he said, "I'm so sorry. I've been moving my mom. I've been dealing with my mom. I moved closer. I had to close my business." And I said, I completely understand. I said, call me night or day, anytime, 100% of whatever you need. I'm happy to help you. I'm happy to assist. And I realize how many of my friends and how many people that I'm just meeting, people that are in my age category or younger or older, that are dealing with new circumstances every day unfolding with their parents, and I would love to be able to help you navigate that. So if you have a question about anything that you are thinking or feeling, or a letter you received, he was saying to me, you don't even realize that your parents can get a phone call and it's somebody from some other country and they're giving their banking information or their passwords, or we don't even realize sometimes out of innocence what's happening. People get not hydrated enough, too much sodium. I know that even my parents, when they moved into assisted living, that my mom had gained weight, the same as if she was going on a cruise ship, just because all of a sudden she could have ice cream with every meal or cake with every meal, or they could have two entrees. And the things that we don't even think about that are everyday occurrences. So I'm just going to share with you just my past 2 weeks. Hopefully it will help you. And again, if you have any questions or a specific subject, we will bring on an expert in that field just for you. But I am going to share my journey as it continues to unfold, and hopefully some of what I'm going through will assist you as well. So 2 weeks ago, I received a phone call. My father is in water PT. And if you don't know anything about water physical therapy, please, 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 please reach out to me. A water physical therapy is so extraordinary. If you have a parent that is in physical therapy, or you yourself have had back surgery, a herniated disc, a cesarean, hip surgery, knee surgery, being in the warm water takes the pressure and the weight bearing off of the joints and allows you to have the mobility and to heal it so much faster. Very often you have to ask the doctor for a warm water physical therapy prescription. Doctors will do that research in your area. It's not like your local YMCA or your local 24-hour fitness. There are true physical therapy facilities that have warm water physical therapists that help you in the water. Even if you're wheelchair bound, they lower you in and allows that mobility. And it makes such an incredible difference in healing. I cannot recommend it enough. And if you are in any state, then I would absolutely make sure that you have the very, very, very best practitioner. And it's beyond phenomenal. So I'm excited to share that. And I see that we have a special guest that just popped in. So I'm going to go off my story for just a minute, but we will absolutely come back to it. And it's something I highly recommend. And so as we're talking about rehab and we're talking about therapy, and even I can talk to my guest about this as well, because I know that it's something that she even uses in her own practice and something I use in my own practice just in our daily life. But today I just saw one of my dearest friends pop on and I'm so incredibly excited. But Dame Sandra Biskind is with us. And there are not enough good things that I could say in the world. If I had 100,000 lifetimes and I just talked for 100,000 years, I would still be talking about how much I love this person and how extraordinary they are. And Sandra does incredible work with being able to change people's beliefs, accelerated life, and really being able to open doors and see things in a whole different way, which is what we're talking about, our emotionality and how we see something and what's new and things that come up in our emotional life. And she also has a profound doorway into a healing modality that it doesn't matter what the age or what the illness or what the health condition. It is always a way to accelerate your health. And certainly it is a gold star in healthy living and in healing. And so I'm so excited for everything that she's doing and to be able to share. And Sandra and I actually worked on a show together, and we will tell you all about that, how you can have anti-aging and turn back the hands of time. But I could not be more thrilled to introduce to you my dear friend, Dame
Oh,
Sandra. Time.
well, Nicole, everything that you just said is ditto back at you, babe. I mean, it's very interesting when you meet people who know they have a mission and purpose to help humanity. And I've just come off a 2-hour call, one of my platinum program calls, and it's so interesting to come onto here and hear you talk about the work that I do, because getting neutral to our programs, getting neutral to our beliefs, and getting a bigger perspective about who we really are and understanding the truth of who we are is so important. And most people don't know that they are perfect, divine, high frequency beings, that they're love, and that they're here to live that. And I think it's because we have so many ideas and beliefs that we get attached to. And when you're attached to a belief, you can create World War III with your family and your friends and the rest of the world over that belief. And we're seeing that being played out in the world, aren't we? And so for me, neutrality is another word for enlightenment. Enlightenment is another way of saying you become the silent observer of what is. It doesn't mean that you don't feel, you don't care. It just means that you no longer are triggered to that point where you become a victim, where you start judging, where you go into that place where you no longer care about what the other person is feeling. And this is a big deal, because if we lose that empathy, if we lose that ability to care about our own beingness and other people's beingness, and we've lost the plot entirely, right?
Absolutely. And so I'm so thrilled that you're here. And so I want to tell you why I created this show. The show is the Care Compass, and it's the Aging Parent Survival Guide. But really, I went through 4 years of hitting walls, hitting doors, every time, being on the phone for amazing hours with Medicare, insurance, doctors, x-rays, whatever, and becoming a caregiver. Stopping my life and all of a sudden having one to care for, and all of the unexpected emotions and all of the desire to heal and to protect. And so I decided I was going to create a show for the other me's in the world that would help them navigate.
You. Yeah, I
And
well, that makes me feel like crying, because I've been a caregiver to my husband for the last 4 years as well. And your life takes on a whole another turn something that you didn't expect. And my husband has or had multiple myeloma, cancer, and Parkinson's, and so it's been distressing isn't even the right word because there's no word for how traumatic this is. And Nicole, knowing how much you love your parents and how traumatic that's been for you, we are being tested every single day. And somebody on my call just said to me, "Oh, I don't know. My mother was a caregiver. I'm a caregiver. Everybody comes to me because I can do it." And she was really in this place of, "Well, why should I be the one doing this?" And my answer to her, which is my answer to you and to everyone else who is a caregiver, because you're angels. You're an angel. And when you're an angel and you're on this planet, it's what we do. We move into compassion, we move into empathy, we become the advocate that people need. And it is an absolute honor to do it, even when you're crying. And Nicole, I don't know about you, but I cry a lot. When I'm cleaning up, when I'm doing, four loads of washing the next day after a big cleanup, when I'm, and when I'm looking at the person that I love the most in the world suffer the way that he's suffering, it's like I have never understood this amount of compassion, of tolerance and patience. And I believe that we can become the best version of who we are through this process. And for those of you who are carers, please, please, please look at it from this perspective. Your angel wings, you might not be able to see and feel them, but they're there. And the world needs you, not just the people that you're caring for, but the way that we can talk to doctors, the way that we can talk to people, the way we have to talk to people. I mean, I've just flat out said to my doctor, "That's it. No more of that. That's not working. It's too much. That body can't take it. What else is next?" Like, I think being able to make decisions that you never ever thought you could make, but knowing that you are making the right decision because you're coming from this really self-aware place where you know what your parents need, you know what your husband or your wife or your children needs in this moment. And if you don't, you find out what they need. Yeah? You've done the same thing, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I was talking about those unexpected days. When, like last, when my dad just fell and broke his hip, or he broke his neck, or my mom all of a sudden had a stroke, or whatever. In that moment, when your life changes in an instant, can you
And there's
talk on
from
what
it. There's no,
that's like?
yeah, I know. And Nicole, there's no, we can't turn back the clock, right? We've just got to keep moving with what is happening from this expanded place of love and knowing that we can do this, right? And I know that you understand that better than me.
Oh, we both. And it's interesting, right when you were coming on, I was talking about water therapy. I was talking about the putting
Oh.
my the warm water in the pool. And I was just saying how I know even that for yourself that it's healing. And anything you'd love to share about the water?
Oh, absolutely. So there's a scientist and an inventor called David Schmidt, who is the CEO of LifeWave, which is a man who's dedicated to bringing onto the planet wellness products that, quite frankly, the medical and FDA don't really want him to bring onto the planet because they're creating a scenario with people that that are being healed. And so we've just had when I told this man that Daniel had multiple myeloma 3 years ago, he came to me the next day and he said, "I've just prayed about this, and I have got something that I'm going to send you from my lab." And a week later, we had this beaker arrive with two steel pads with different light frequencies on them. So there were six different light frequencies in the top and the bottom pad. And that was a beaker that we filled with water. And for 45 minutes, we had these frequencies of light go into the water. And Daniel would drink it. And 1 month later, he was in remission. And I said to Daniel's oncologist, because he was only 4 months into the first multiple myeloma treatment, and I said to him, "Is this normal? He said, absolutely not. It's totally amazing. And what happened? And I was like, and I rang up David. I said, what the hell did you do to this water? And he just laughed. But the fact is that he's just created a water machine that has only just been released in the United States. And it double filters out microplastics, which are a killer. It filters out all the poisons that are killers. It infuses the water with hydrogen, but that's not even it. What it does is it changes the angle and the structure of the water by infusing it with six different frequencies of light, that when you drink the water, you're actually drinking light. So the idea is that the water is actually so amazing. There's nothing like it on the planet. No other machine does this. But what happens is your body is now getting light delivered into it that changes the cellular structure and allows the body to heal with light. Because we all, well, I mean, if we don't know, we should know this. The truth is that we are all beings of light, and light affects us in so many different ways. And light has been known to heal for thousands and thousands of years, but it's just hard to explain. And this scientist has understood because he uses light therapy. I can't see that, but here, this is a little patch that I've glitzed up.
Beautiful.
Girl.
It's really pretty, though. It looks like jewelry.
Yeah, I know. But the fact is that this is one of his patches that also works with our own light and energy to send messages to the brain and tell the brain to elevate copper peptide, which then creates new stem cells, which starts to heal. So this water machine that's only just being released on the planet now is working hand in hand with this in order to help heal us in a way that humans have never had possible for them. And this is why you're right, Nicole. Water is one of the most important things, being in it, drinking it, but making sure that the quality of the water that you drink is, don't drink the plastics, don't drink the toxins, don't drink the poisons. You need to, if nothing else, you need to at least, take all of those out of it before you drink it. And talking water, I know that I've got a pool here because you and I have both been in my pool together. But every morning around 8 or 9 o'clock, I spend at least half an hour jumping up and down and exercising in the warm water. And it's interesting that you would say that about being in the warm water, because this morning I was thinking, gee, I almost feel like I'm safe, like I'm in the womb again. And I don't even know where that thought came from, but I think it was to do with this call. It's like, yeah, don't underestimate the healing power of water and light.
I love that. I'm a huge, huge, huge proponent for warm water therapy and physical therapy because it takes pressure off the body and the joints and the limbs for people that have had back surgery, cesareans, herniated discs, knee problems, knee replacement, whatever, to be in the water. But there's also something that I have done some research on called Wave Academy, and they were based out of San Diego, and they do Watsu. And Watsu is like a gentle massage in where they're moving the body in warm water, and they use it for PTSD
Oh, I want
to
that.
calm people and to reset their nerves. So people that have volatility and anger or fear, or they have nightmares, they literally can reset the system back to neutral, which you talk about by being in the warm water.
Absolutely. No, listen, and the fact is that if you're a carer, Nicole's brought something up really important for each one of you that's listening to this or who will be listening to it. But as a carer, we get used to the stress and we think it's normal, but it's not. And the body is continually reacting to stress, like cortisol, all the hormones are getting, out of whack. Everything gets out of whack, and you think that it's normal and that you get used to that feeling, but it's actually not. As a carer, you need to take, I get sick of people saying, are you taking care of yourself? I'm going, well, on so many levels, we have to take care of ourselves, right? And that's why I wear the patch system. I drink the water. I get in the water. It's why I cry when I feel like I need to. It's why I do what I do. And then you and I, you know, and whoever else, we can call each other and go, oh my God, it's been such a bad day. It's been such a shocking time. You know, I think caring for yourself means really finding out what is working for you. And that, Watsu, sounds like I need that. I want that. It sounds great.
Yeah. I'll send you the information. And how do people get the water thing? You know, people are now listening to you talk about this incredible water. How does somebody find that?
I think if they connect with me, I mean, email me at Sandra Biskind, Sandra Biskind at me.com, me.com. So Sandra Biskind at me.com. If you want to just put water in the topic, and I will send you information about the water. I'll send you information about the stem cell activation patches. I'm sure that you're going to send them information about the Watsu. But the other thing is, have fun, because Nicole and I actually did create a series of videos, and I'm just starting to put them up again in my Instagram. I don't know if you realize that, but I think it's time, Nicole, with what we're going through. This is Nicole's baby, and it's called Ready to Look Younger. Well, of course, if you're ready to look younger, it means you're ready to be healthier. And as caregivers, boy, you need to be ready to be healthier. And so this is a lot of fun, and she will probably, and I will definitely be putting them all up. So you get to have a bit of fun with the two of us playing with things that are really good for us for reverse aging and de-stressing.
Absolutely. And can you talk about the patches? Because so many people that are on this call, not only their parents are going through a myriad of health conditions, but also for themselves, you know, for their own health and well-being.
You're so important. I don't know how Daniel and I would have gotten through the last 4 years without this patch system. First of all, X39 is the patch that creates the copper peptide and the new stem cells. And when Daniel first got cancer, I asked the oncologist, is it okay for Daniel to have an elevation of copper peptide in his system whilst he's going through the treatment? And he said, absolutely nothing wrong with that at all. And then months later, everybody, all of the carers, the OT, the PT people, everybody that you know, Nicole, all of our support system says to Daniel, you're just doing this so much better than everybody else in the same situation. And that was because he was being supported from the inside out with this incredible information that's telling the brain how to heal the body. And then with the water, again, going into remission so quickly. And this is something that the patch system is known for. There's a patch called YH Eon. I love the YH Eon. And that patch is about de-stressing. That's the one we all need. Sometimes I put two on a day. It's about the moment you put it on, your body just goes, oh, whoa, what just happened? Why do I feel better? So it's telling the body to take a deep breath. It works on pain. It works on inflammation. It works on emotional trauma. Can you believe that? The first time I talk at a lot of expos, and I had one woman come up, and I was patching some people up for free, and she was sobbing. She said, I have had the worst life. I've had the worst things happen to me. They're so bad. And I said, well, would you like me to patch you? Yeah. She said, yes, but so bad. And I said, well, just let me patch her. And I put one of these YH Eon patches on her, and she just looked at me, and I said, how do you feel? She said, but it was so bad, and I don't remember what it was. And now she got upset because it was so bad and she didn't remember what it was. And I mean, it was so wild that I was able to help her with this LifeWave patch system to feel better instantly, to get rid of the stress and the emotional trauma. And then she went into trauma because she didn't have the trauma anymore. And that's why it's really important. If you're a carer, don't get hooked into being a victim, please. Don't get hooked into everything that goes with it. We need to be able to use these wellness products that keep us out of the medical system. And I mean, And sometimes we need the medical system as well, correct? But we need these wellness products that are going to work on our endocrine system, work with all of the different systems in the body. All it's doing, there's nothing, absolutely nothing enters the body when you put one of these patches on. Isn't that crazy? Like it's non-transdermal. You can't, nothing goes into the body. And it's only activated by your own heat and light. Again, because you're a light being. So when it is put onto your body or even onto your clothes, the light and the energy that you are emitting activates the patch, and the patch then sends information to the brain and it lets the brain know, depending on what patch it is, what to do. For instance, he has a patch called glutathione that I absolutely wear every single day. And as a caregiver, I think you guys need to really be cognizant of this. Glutathione is going to help with your immune system. It's going to help with everything that you need. And if you're going into hospitals and you're going into places, it's going to protect you. Now, I know professional sports people who spend $1,700 on a glutathione injection here before a game or whatever. They just piddle that out within an hour and it's gone. You put on a glutathione patch and it's telling the liver to create glutathione for over 72 hours. This is a very different technology that is supporting your system to stay healthy and strong when you're the one that has to be healthy and strong to look after the people you're looking after. It's exciting, isn't it?
It's very exciting. Oh my
Yeah.
gosh. Question, can you put it under your shirt or something that you're saying it needs light, or does it have to be visible?
I put mine here because this is my marketing. And people say to me, "Oh my goodness, I love your necklace. What is it?" I'm going, "No, it's not. Where's the chain?" You know, and I'm going, "No, it's my stem cell activation patch, because I want everybody on the planet to know about this technology. You can wear it behind your neck. You can wear it under your clothes. You can wear them anywhere. You don't do not have to glitz them up and have them so they're seen. They can be. Look, I know kids who've got ADHD." And they actually put them in their pocket of their pants. So the other kids at school don't even know that they're wearing them. And that way they get to focus better. They're more likable. They're the kid that the teachers like them better. Their grades go up. ADHD is a real, it's a bastard for kids. Well, for anybody really, but it really is. So being able to just put it in your pocket and it still works. Pretty amazing, isn't it?
That's fantastic. That's
Yeah.
amazing. And there are two other things I want to talk about as we talk about doing so much better than someone else, whether you're the caregiver or
Yeah.
you're the person going through the condition. One is humor. Because I have a friend of mine that had cancer, and he said that when he would put headphones on and he would listen to comedians or he would listen to comedy shows, and he kept himself in that vibration of laughter
Yep.
and didn't allow himself to go into the sadness or the pain or the, and I know that Daniel has such, your husband has such a great sense of humor as well. And so can you talk a little bit about that as well? The
I listen, laughter, I mean, loving, hugging, laughing, they're all in the same game, really. When you are sick or when you're a caregiver, you need to find ways to laugh, to find joy. And I love that that man did that. I'm going to tell you something that you guys are going to think Daniel and I are totally stupid. However, because our friends do think we're crazy. I realized that what you're saying is the truth, Nicole, and we needed to find a way to bring some joy into our lives because there wasn't much happening at all. It was a lot of crying and depression and sadness. And I'm mad about cats, but I don't have one. And somebody sent me something and it had meow, meow, meow on it. And I'm going, oh, I said to Daniel, and I started watching Instagram, cats on Instagram. I don't know if you guys have ever watched cats on Instagram or not, but I am now addicted to them because they're stupid, they're funny, they make me laugh. And I show them to Daniel. And so one day there was a cat, an AI cat on Instagram, and it was talking, as AI cats do. And the woman was saying, "How are you?" And he's going, "I'm not good." And she said, "Well, how are you feeling?" "I don't know." What are you thinking?" "I don't know." And of course, the day before, every time I asked Daniel a question, he would say, "I don't know." And I'm looking at this cat saying, "I don't know." And I'm going, "Oh, it's Daniel. this is my Daniel cat, right? And then she said, well, what's wrong? He said, I'm grumpy. And I thought, oh, that's Daniel too. And then she said, well, what do you want? And he said, I want chocolate. And she said, what? He said, I want white chocolate. And she said, oh, you poor thing. And the cat goes, yeah. So I could not wait to take this silly AI cat to Daniel and go, Daniel, look at you. Because he used to like chocolate until he got that sick. But I don't know, and I'm grumpy. So now he'll often say to me, I'm grumpy. Or we do kitten talk now. Meow, meow, meow means I love you. Three meows in a row means I love you. So meow, then the other morning he woke up and looked at me, he went, wow, meow. And so we've got this love kitten language that we have, and we laugh because it is so stupid and so crazy, but it's so wonderful because it's taking us, and he just did meow, meow, meow in the background. Just listen, whatever makes you laugh, because that man was so right. If it makes you laugh, if it makes you happy, if it brings joy to you, then that's what you need to do. And don't worry if somebody thinks, oh, you're crazy or it's stupid. Go, yeah, isn't it? I mean, I go, yeah, our meow talk's totally crazy. But I've now got people in my LifeWave team who sign off meow, meow, meow. And I'm like, or we put cats everywhere. And truly, whatever you can do as a carer, or whatever you can do as somebody who is dealing with a life-challenging illness, be crazy, be silly, have fun, and smile and laugh, because it changes the chemistry in your body. And whatever you do, try and stay in a place of love. Love for yourself, love for each other. Just stay in that place, because love, laughter, and joy are so healing. I mean, I remember asking David Schmidt from LifeWave, I said, tell me about love. And he said, Sandra, people who are in pain, it's very difficult to love. When you're in pain, it's very difficult to do anything. And that's why he created this system. And I was blown away by that answer. How many scientists, when you talk about love, would say, well, it's really hard to love when you're in pain? And that's our job. You're a carer, or you're the one who's, challenged. Whatever it is, please stay in that place when you can and how you can. And we're here for you. We're here. Nicole and I love you. Otherwise, we wouldn't even be on this call. So if you want love, just reach out.
Thank you.
We've got
Thank
enough
you
to
for
go around. We've got enough to go around.
Yes, absolutely. And
Is
then
that
also,
something you've noticed, Nicole, that I've noticed about myself? I bet you'll say yes to this, maybe, but I love the version of me that I am now. I feel like I'm actually living the best version of me as a spiritual mentor and teacher than I've ever been, and it's because of what I'm going through.
I think it's the same. I think, it's been a frustrating, heartaching journey. But at the same time, when I watch myself, my mom, when she was getting the feeding tube, and I was on the other side of the door, and I could hear the surgeon as they were inserting the tube and what they were doing. And I remember just crying and being crumpled on the floor outside the door and like
Oh,
touching
absolutely.
But I was watching myself going, what a loving, connected, caring person. I was literally seeing me being
Yes.
crumpled in tears, but
Yeah.
how deep my heart is, how deep my well is, and everything, all the frustrations that I've gone through, and all of the pain that I've gone through, and all of the fear to walk in and see all the machines attached. And I know some of you might be listening and have that experience where you walk in and you see the person that you love, and they're in there, and you're talking to them even though they can't respond, and you just, that soul is in there if they're in a coma, if they are. And to pour your heart and to pour your soul and to pour your care and your intuition into that person. And then to respond to yourself that this is you. You are a loving person. Nobody can take that away from you. You are a caring person. You do love this person. Nobody, no matter what happens, that can't be taken away. And so,
And
yes, so
Nicole, I think what you're saying is too, what's dropping in for me is no regrets. Like we can cry. I mean, I don't think I've cried so much in my whole life, and I've had so much trauma and tragedy, but this is really undoes me daily. I think, you know, and when I say it undoes me daily, I'm still neutral to it, but for you, I've watched this with you, and you are the best version of you. All the time, all the time. You've been consistent ever since I've known you, which I don't know how many years it is now, but you're always consistently the best version of you and from a spiritual point of view. So, no matter what we're going through physically, emotionally, mentally, spirit, we have a spiritual background and a depth to us that keeps us stable. And even when we're sobbing, we're still stable. It's like you said, I'm on the floor with my hand on the door where my mother's having this thing done, and yet I'm able to look down and go, look at this woman on the floor, undone completely. Isn't she amazing? And I'm for every one of you who is a carer out there, please, please know that's you. You're amazing.
thank you. Thank you for saying that. And even I had a situation just 2 days ago where somebody was in my father's hospital room and it was a visitor and they signed something. They signed a form. I mean, they had no previous knowledge of my parents' health, or they just happened to be there and they signed something. When I found out, I went crazy and I called the nurse's station and said, you know, there are HIPAA laws and how can this person sign? And they could have put my parents' life in risk. How could they sign for something? And they said, well, they thought that they were there and that they must have been friends. And I literally, it was like a tidal wave. I just unleashed. And then I called back and I said, I needed to talk to the head nurse. And I said, I just want you to know you all have done this incredible job. And your care and the love that you've had for my family. And I just very tender and very fragile. And I just want to make sure that they're safe always and that their life is not at risk. And if there's anything that needs to be signed, please call me. But I still called back because I'm still me and
That's
still
right.
had to
And
say, they
also,
have to show my gratitude and appreciation too.
absolutely, but not only that, I think in a moment when we lose neutrality, when we are the tiger that is protecting our cubs, our family, whatever, there are certain times that you just have to do what you did. But I think being able to be big enough to, you know, go back and be the loving person that you are is important. A lot of people can lose it and become nasty and they don't care. But we affect everybody. Everything we do and say, who we are, who we're being in the world affects everyone that we meet. And Nicole, you are a fairy pixie angel walking through this planet. And the fact that you reacted that way was really appropriate and really important for you to question why that person was in that room. And then to be able to go back and say to the people, wow, you know why this happened, and I'm, you know, I hope you know how much I love and appreciate you. That's for me what a carer is all about. A carer is somebody who becomes the tiger, but then also becomes the angel that says, but you do know why I was a tiger, don't you? Right?
So there's something I would love you to share, you know, with our listeners and with our friends and our family that are listening today. I know for me, my emotions have been everywhere
Yeah.
and my thoughts have been everywhere. And can you talk about the gift of meditation for
Oh.
either the carer or the one going through any journey?
Yeah, I think you said it right. It is a gift. The gift of meditation is a gift. And it's where you can disconnect from your normal thought processes. It's where you allow yourself to take a deep breath and just go, oh, hang on a minute. This is my time now. I can stop. And people say they can't meditate, but the fact is that meditation is really just about letting go of needing to control every single thought and every single feeling that you have, and in the moment, allowing yourself to stop. So when you meditate, you're actually changing physiologically, emotionally, mentally, on every level. And meditation is a really important part of the healing process. That's why in all of my programs, I do meditations, or actually call them guided visualizations. And I think that that can be easier for people, because when you're sick and you've got 100 things going on, and you're a carer, and you go like, hang on, I haven't got time to stop. I've got to be on the ball.
Right.
But when you sit down and you're listening to somebody take you into a journey, into some magical place where you have to stop, it's just a bit easier. So for those of you who go, I haven't got time to meditate, just think, I need to make time to look after myself, to find that inner strength. And that's what meditation's all about. Do you agree? Meditation for me, when I first started meditating decades ago, I was like, oh, the first book I wrote was all about meditation, because I was so enamored by it. I couldn't believe it. And I remember being like 20 years old and being on an airplane, and I was sitting next to this really nice looking guy, and he was started talking to me, and he asked me what I did, and I told him what I was doing, and that meditate couldn't stop talking about meditation, because once you discover it, it's like, oh yeah, you want everyone to discover it. And he just looked at me and said, oh yeah, that's why you look like you look. Everybody that I know that meditates has this same look. And I'm going, and he was like, I said, what's that? He said, oh, I don't know, calm, glowing, something. And it was like, but it was kind of like he was putting it down. And I'm thinking, gee, he went from thinking I was a sexy, spunky 20-year-old to this calm, glowing meditator. And I'm like, okay, but I think that that's where I really want to be.
Oh, that's such a funny story.
Isn't
I
it a
love
fun
that.
story? Yeah.
That's great. And you've used the word neutrality several times, and you
Yes.
talked just about your programs. Can you share the work that you do? Because I really want people to know about you and your extraordinary work. Because for any carer and somebody that is going through this journey, the idea of neutrality, what is that? Is that
Yeah.
even possible? And I
It's
would love
almost like,
people to
don't talk to
find
me
you.
about that. How could I possibly be neutral to what's going on? Yeah, I understand. And so the work that I do, I've been a spiritual mentor and coach for 50 plus years. And when I met my husband about 29 years ago, I drew him into my world. And he's an amazing man. He's a spiritual rock. And the two of us created a program called the Platinum Life System. And we've been doing this with thousands of people around the world. And it is really about attuning you to codes that work for you and uplift you, rather than letting the ego mind code have you stay in victim mode and stay suffering. So the codes that uplift you are peace, love, awareness, trust, integrity, neutrality, unity, and mindfulness. And that's the acronym for platinum, right? So what I do is, and I'm in the process now, we're almost three quarters of the way through, is taking people through this process. And as we do it, all of their unconscious mind just comes bubbles up, and all of their beliefs and stories about who they are and about who everybody else bubbles up. And we're able to correct them out of their system. We're able to neutralize them out of their system, so they no longer control them. Like every human being I've ever met since I've been doing this work has a program that says, I'm not good enough. I mean, can you imagine? You're beautiful, beautiful divine beings, you're carers, and maybe you're sick. I'm not good enough. If you keep thinking I'm not good enough, you are never going to get well. You will never be strong enough to be and do what you need to do. And by the way, I'm not good enough is a story. It's not real. So I help people get neutral to the stories that are running in their life. And that neutrality is what changes us and brings us into being the best version of who we are. And the book, by the way, that we brought out was called Codebreaker. discover the password to unlock the best version of you. And the best version of us is a platinum version. It's the version that can be triggered and can feel pain and suffering and cry, but can still be neutral. I mean, I've noticed that I can cry a lot and I'm still neutral. And it's weird. It's weird, but it's wonderful. And Nicole, I know that you have that strength to be that too.
Thank you for that. It's quite a journey for both of us and for
Oh.
everybody that's listening. It's not anything that I expected. And my life up to this point has been such a magic carpet ride. And everything is easy. Everything is effortless. Everything just manifests and is beautiful and is light, joyful. And I was reading a survey, and it was a childhood survey. You know, have you ever been hit? Have you ever been abused? Was somebody in your house an alcoholic or a drug? Have you ever seen your mom hit? Have you, like, it went through the whole little, the list of things. And I was reading these questions, and the questions made me so sad that other people on this planet experience these questions. I hadn't even to go through each of these questions just shredded my heart in a million zillion little pieces. And then when I think of my childhood and my life, I just recently was moving out of my parents' place last week, and I was going through things, and I found my baby teeth.
Oh
I found
no.
my baby teeth, all of them, all
So
my
your
baby teeth were
the
there.
tooth fairy left them for you.
Yes. And the feeling that came up was, oh, I'm so loved.
Yes.
That to be this age and my parents still had my baby teeth,
Oh,
right?
I know.
And a little charm. I must have had a charm bracelet. But then I found something extraordinary because you and I are who we are. So I went online and I just researched, why do parents keep baby teeth? Because I was going to do a post. And it said that people think that parents keep baby teeth as a sentimental, token, but the truth is that baby teeth are better than stem cells. That
Oh.
baby teeth can save your life through illness when you are aging. That there is the property that is in your DNA structure that is in the baby teeth that actually could save your life. And it says you always should keep baby teeth because
Nobody
later on
knows
from
this. How come the world doesn't
diseases and
know?
illnesses. So now I'm going to do a new posting, and I was so glad I found
Oh.
to learn this information. But to
I
go.
love this because when you think about it, our stem cells, we start off as one stem cell, and that one
Right.
like this. And when you're with a baby, you're in enamored. But you know what you're enamored with? Stem cell growth. It's like, oh, what's going on? And then at 18, I don't know how God messed that up, actually. At 18, they start degrading. And look, by the time you're 60, you've got no stem cells, hardly any stem cells left. That's why when you meet scientists and inventors and people now, like stem cells, exosomes, everything is the latest thing, because it is. It's the thing that is going to keep us all healthier, younger, living longer lives. And get well, everybody. Be well. Find the joy where you can find it. Be stupid, be crazy. Start using the LifeWave technology. Get in touch with me. Get in touch with Nicole. You're not alone. And I think that that's a big thing too. A lot of people feel like they're alone, and you're not. There are millions and billions of people going through what you're going through. And although that might be like, well, hang on, why does that make me feel better? It makes you feel better because that people are working out how to do this from this place that Nicole and I are working out how to do it. And we wish for you the same thing.
Absolutely. So thank you for that. And tell us once more how to find you.
Okay, so go to sandrabiskind@me.com. And if you're absolutely desperate and you really want to talk to me sooner than later, text me, don't call, 310-658-8406. If somebody calls me, 310-658-8406, even if it's about LifeWave or my programs, I won't answer the phone if I don't know them. So a text, at least I can, you can say who you are. Just say Nicole or caregiver, whatever you want to do, and I'll definitely answer you.
Thank you. And then any advice, because I know, and we only have just a couple minutes here before the top of the show, but I know in your own life that you've gone through this journey at different stages of your life. You were very young when you were going through the journey with your mom. And any last minute advice you could give people that all of a sudden, bam, come up against a loved one that is going through a
Yeah.
journey that you want to hang on to them and that you want to help. And is there anything that you can say just
Yeah, I want to cry about that one. Yeah. Oh, never stop loving. Never stop loving yourself, God, or them. And that's a challenge in itself, but love is who you are. You are a child of God and you are love. You have the strength. You have the wisdom, you have the support. And if you don't have the support, find it. You're finding it here with Nicole. Just never, ever stop loving because the love is what will help you make the right decisions. The love is what will keep you strong. The love is what will make you do silly, stupid things that bring joy into your life. It is honestly all about love. Yeah.
Wow, that's a beautiful answer. And I'm so glad that you were able to join me today. And I just want you to know I'm here for you and I
I'm here
support
for
you.
you, sweetheart. And thank you so much for inviting me onto the show. I mean, it was really last minute, and I'd only just come out of a 2-hour coaching session. And I truly, for you and for me, we are at our best when we're helping people. And we've come here to be of service. And so for you to do this show for other people who are not well and who are carers, I just want to say to you, you are loved and you are blessed, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, which I'm sure that everybody else who's going to watch this will be saying, yes, we feel the same about you, Nicole. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much for that. And for anybody that's out there, if you have a question, if you have a question about the water, if you have a question about the patches, meditation, humor, neutrality, platinum, how to get through today, how to get through tomorrow, just how to care, how to keep your sense of self, how to fill your own cup, reach out to us. If you have a question, if I don't have the answer, if Sandra doesn't have the answer, Daniel, we will find someone. I always say I know more people than anybody I know, that if somebody said they're going to the moon tomorrow, I'd say, oh, my friend John lives on the moon and he'll pick you up and take you to dinner. And so,
Exactly.
yeah, right. If you have a question and if we don't know the person, we'll find them. We'll find them. We're researchers at heart, and allow yourself to feel, allow yourself to go through whatever that moment is. And we look forward to seeing you on the next show. And just know that you are not alone. I think that that is the message of this show, is that you are not alone, that you are supported, that you are loved, that you are appreciated. And we are grateful for you. And we're standing right next to you, walking right next to you in support. And you're doing a great job. You're doing fantastic. And it's such a joy and an honor to have you with me, Dame Sandra Viskani, today, and all the incredible work you do for your
Thank you.
own family and for the world. And thank you for your part in my journey and being such a supportive and loving friend and
Thank
helping me
you.
find your ways at
I
each
love
moment.
you. And I love everybody who's on the call and going to be on the call. Wow. God bless.
You are the care compass, pointing hearts back home, turning quiet, lonely rooms into places they belong. To the elderly, the wise, you give your careful care, caring compassion till the dark turns in.